Utah has one of the highest death by suicide rates in the country, currently ranking 6th. A significant factor is the easy access to firearms in a state where guns are a big part of the culture. KUER's Eric Newman visited Vernal, Utah to learn how public health workers there are addressing the issue of suicide with guns.
A maze of tables display camo print shotguns, brightly varnished rifle stocks, and the occasional AR-15 assault rifle at the Vernal Knife and Gun Show on a recent Friday. Pops from airsoft guns come from a nearby self-defense shooting course. At a booth in one corner, four women are here to have a frank conversation about a difficult topic. Behind them is a large sign with a photo of a firing handgun and the words, "Is your safety on?"
This is for a rifle right here. It is, and it's yours.
Robin Hatch is a prevention coordinator with the Northeastern Counseling Center in nearby Roosevelt, where she's worked for nearly 23 years. As attendees filter past, she chats with them about suicide prevention, a persistent issue here.
Our Tri-County area is leading the state for suicide. Most of them are by firearm.
This is the first time Hatch has done outreach at a gun show. They're giving out free gun locks, a cable that threads into a gun to prevent bullets from being loaded, and gun socks, water-resistant firearm sleeves, screen-printed with the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. She offers one to a young man and woman perusing the tables.
So could I interest you in a gun sock?
Sure.
Would you like a pistol or a rifle?
Your rifle.
What color would you like?
Blue.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Tri-County area of Northeast Utah spans Daggett, Uinta, and Duchesne counties. It's home to oil and gas fields, cattle ranches, and the Ouray and Uinta Indian reservations. According to the Utah Department of Health, suicide rates in the Tri-County area are almost 60% higher than the rest of the state. Suicide deaths from firearms are also significantly higher here. Health experts say factors include limited access to mental health services and the unpredictability of working in ranching and oil and gas and the stress of those jobs.
In injuries and accidents and keeping your job and having a job tomorrow, and it's so up and down.
Val Middleton taught oil and gas safety at Uinta Basin Technical College in Vernal.
The guys don't eat right typically, no exercise, hard work, long hours, no sleep, and that's what adds up to a lot. Another thing, too, is if the divorce rate's high, really high, the family life is low.
Add to that, high gun ownership. Topics like depression and suicide aren't talked about because of a fear of having guns taken away, says Duchesne County Sheriff Travis Tucker.
There's not too many families in this area that hasn't had some kind of suicide affect their life. I am the Duchesne County Sheriff, and I am here for your constitutional rights, your Second Amendment, your Fourth Amendment, but we need to talk about things as well.
To have this conversation at their booth, Hatch and her colleagues use the analogy of drinking and driving with visitors.
If you're worried about a friend, you can legally store their firearms at your home for them for a few days. We kind of put it out there like if you had a friend that was consuming too much alcohol, you'd take away the car keys. You wouldn't even hesitate. So
someone else who's dealt with this issue is State Representative Steve Elison.
Yeah, I don't know where to begin. There's lots of stories.
The Republican from Sandy has taken the lead on sponsoring legislation dealing with firearms, suicide prevention, and mental health services.
I've lost 3 extended family members to suicide, all firearm suicides, young men.
This year, Elison worked on bills to fund firearm safety and suicide prevention programs, supply gun locks, create new mental health treatment programs, and expand crisis response in rural Utah. He describes these issues as nonpartisan, but he's also careful with his approach. He describes advice he got from a politically liberal friend in public health about how to bring together opposing perspectives about firearms.
Obviously, there's kind of 2 schools of thought on firearms, and those 2 schools of thought, if they were circles, they would overlap into a small oval, and that oval is a culture of safety. And she says, I would recommend that you dwell within that oval, and that's what I've tried to do.
That advice led to an unlikely partnership between the Harvard School of Public Health and the Utah Shooting Sports Council last year to study firearm violence in Utah. It was the basis of at least 1 of Elison's bills this year. Like Elison's work at the policy level, Robin Hatch's suicide prevention work in her community requires trust.
You need to know your community, and you need to address it in a way that your community will accept it.
Their table is less busy than others at the gun show, but throughout the day, they give out lots of gun locks and gun socks. And everyone says having them here is a good way to get out their message. Eric Newman, KUER News.